CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Here on County OPP, closed Highway 21 for much of the day following a fatal crash near St. Joseph. Police have shared that a 58-year-old driver from Bluewater lost their life as a result of that collision. Highway 21 was closed both ways between Zurich-Hensel Road, County Road 84, and Dashwood Road, County Road 83. The Neyashinigming Police Service have arrested two more people in connection to the desecration of an elder's remains in early January. Police have charged a 65-year-old man and 51-year-old woman, both of the First Nation, with indignity to a human body. The charges are related to the cremation of a Chippewa of Nawash elder that was reported on January 6th. According to a statement from the First Nation Council, it did not condone the action, as cremation is not the tradition or practice of their people. Police said the investigation has concluded and there are no more arrests anticipated. The immunization team at Huron Perth Public Health is working to reduce the number of incomplete immunization records. Nearly 2,900 records remain incomplete, but that's down from the initial 5,100 incomplete records, which were reported earlier this year. Public Health says parents need to take action as students are either missing immunizations required for school attendance, their immunizations have not been reported to public health, or they do not have a valid exemption. Public health will be contacting parents who earlier were sent a letter about the immunization issue. In April, public health plans to mail suspension notices to students who have not provided proof of up-to-date immunizations or a valid exemption. Nine community groups will get a chance to summarize their work during the Changemaker Pub Night at Owen Sound's Harmony Center. The event builds on last year's sold-out Pub Night and sets the stage for social change. According to organizer Barry Randall, the groups will have 3 minutes to talk about their goals, needs, and opportunities.
Getting people together to learn about other groups and to share resources and to just be more effective in the community delivering what your organization does. So
there will be a mix of live entertainment and brief presentations from community groups. The event starts at 7 p.m. on March 22nd. Huron Shores Area Transit is hoping to help people with affordable travel as the costs continue to rise. Transit coordinator Susan Mills says you can rent out a library pass, allowing for unlimited rides on their routes for 5 days.
I think more and more people are realizing how much it actually costs to own and maintain a vehicle in the course of a year, and are second guessing themselves as to whether they really need to go somewhere because of the cost. And simply put, public transit makes that so much more affordable.
The pass can be picked up at select library locations across Huron County.
The Listowel Cyclones have opened up a 6-game winning streak dating back to the regular season as they enter Game 3 of their conference quarterfinal against the Caledon Bombers. Hear this game live tonight for OHA Playoff Hockey on AM 920 CKNX. Steve Sabrin and Johnny Kay with the call. Puck drop at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere, Stratford Warriors having a bit of a struggle with a feisty Brantford Bandits team. Stratford up 2-1 with Game 4 at the Wayne Gretzky Sports Center at 7. Both semifinal series in the PJHL's Pollock Division getting underway tonight. Top-ranked Hanover Barons at home against Fergus at 8. Defending division champion Malforest Patriots at home to Kincardine at 8:30. On the hard court, Raptors in Detroit against the Pistons at 7. In the Basketball Super League, KW Titans home to Windsor at 7. And New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers on a short list to be on a potential independent presidential ticket with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in November. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Becoming partly cloudy tonight with a low of 2 degrees. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy with the chance of showers early in the day, but coming periods of rain in the afternoon. We could see about 5 millimeters and a high of 10 degrees. Periods of rain should end tomorrow evening. Chance of showers overnight, another 5 to 10 millimeters is possible with a low of 3. On Friday, cloudy with a high of 10 degrees. And for Saturday, continuing overcast, high near 8.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.